Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one like you.
I'm so glad.
There's no God that's God.
You may be let down before.
There's no Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to All Our Gospel Connection. Woo! It is Testimony Tuesday. The scripture for this morning is John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as he has said, rivers of living water will flow within them. John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Remember to continue to listen in. 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. That lovely voice that you just heard was none other than co-pastor and our lovely, lovely, lovely co-host, none other than Minister Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're just excited about what God has to say on this morning for our Worldwide Gospel Connection family on this morning on our Testimony Tuesday. Listen, guys, again, thank you guys so much for your prayers. Thank you guys so much for your supplication. We have had a week, amen. We have had a week. Those of you all who don't know, we lost our father. I want to say Wednesday of last week. And we are just in awe. Not only did we lose our father, but we lost one of our uncles as well. And then we turned around and we lost a cousin in South Carolina. So you guys that have been praying, you guys have been up sending up your prayers and sending out your prayers for our family. We want to say thank you very much. We appreciate you so very much for all that you guys do. And we ask that you just continue to do that. Continue to pray for us as we go into this transition of life. Amen. We're going to be celebrating my father on this Saturday, our father this Saturday. Again, thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. I will keep you guys updated on my uncle as well. It is just one of those things that in life, you know, we go through things. But we know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think we are able to withstand and stand in that place that God has put his hands of mercy and grace on our life. And we're just appreciated. We're just appreciate you guys for all that you do. We love you so very much. We appreciate you so very much. And we ask that you continue to lift us up as we continue to lift you up. Amen. On this morning, guys, we just want to make sure that we acknowledge those of you all who have been a part of the broadcast, who have been doing what you do, all of our different countries that are listening in. We thank you for partnering up with us and partnering alongside of us and just being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection and what we do here. We're just excited about everything that God is saying and God is doing, and we thank you for not losing momentum with us as we move forward. We appreciate those of you all who are doing what you do overseas, all of our missionaries and pastors and preachers across this country who are taking a hold to the hand that they're putting their hand to the plow, and they have not taken their hand off the plow. They are continuing to fight the good fight of faith. We are praying for you. Know that we are interceding and praying for you, praying with you, because we understand that this is not an easy task. This is a hard, hard task to get out and to do what you do. But we want to make sure to let you know that we appreciate everything that you do, all of the hard work that you do, and we realize that the taskmasters of that day, the taskmasters of this day, the taskmasters that are over you guys, these are very difficult times for you because these people are making it, they might not making your job easy at all. So we're praying for you, and we're also praying for them that the Lord would turn their hearts, amen, and give them that
that push inside of them to understand that the work of the Lord must be done, and for them to and for them themselves to give their life, amen. For them themselves to give their life as well. So we thank you guys so very much for doing that. We're consistently and constantly praying for you. The Bible says where one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. You have a whole company of believers that are standing with you and praying with you and interceding with you at this moment right now, that the Lord will continue to charge the atmosphere and charge the work that you guys are doing, and to continue to have his hand on the work that you're doing. And we ask that you guys don't lose hope in the fight. Amen. Don't lose hope in the fight. Know that we are praying for you. Amen. So God bless you so very much. Now, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. We got to go into prayer first, too. I got to pray, Jen. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. Father, we pray as we go into the day's broadcast, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. Touch, move, and do what you do best, God, and that is be God and be bigger than life. God, let not one heart, not one mind, God, be troubled on today. God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. God, gird us in our spirit, gird us in our hearts, and gird us in our minds, oh God. God, as we go through this journey on today, Father, we pray that you are life, health, and strength to us in every way. God, let us not be weary in well-doing, and let us not faint in this fight. God, but that you will move by your power and by your strength, God, on every hand. God, we pray for our Father God for the noisome pestilence that's speaking in their ears. We ask you would silence it. God, the chaos in their minds, that you would cease it. God, and whatever it is, God, that the enemy has placed over their heart, God, to keep them from feeling your presence, God. God, we dismiss that thing now. God, we pray that you would be life, health, and strength in them. Even now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer in the body of Christ, said amen. Now, those countries that are listening in, we would like to make sure that we acknowledge you on this morning and thank you so much for being a part of what we do. We are the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, and Mexico. And we thank you guys again so much for partnering up with us and being a part of today's broadcast and continuing to share our broadcast with your family and your friends. Remember, guys, tell them to call in. Those of you all who need prayer, we will most definitely stop what we're doing to pray for you. And that number for prayer is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to acknowledge that you want prayer, or you just want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to just get on and just say how the broadcast is blessing you. Either way, we will be glad to hear from you on this morning. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak with us, to share your testimony, or for prayer. Thank you guys so much again for all that you do. Amen. We're going to go ahead on and take a really quick musical break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Oh, oh, oh. You see? So, baby mama. You already know, though. Check it out. Hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of the time.
Everybody that's up in here, so your blessings so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of the time.
Throw your
your breath up so it's clear. I will be loving you. I'll be loving you.
Formalities. I want to get directly into the Word of God. I do have something that the Lord laid on my heart to share tonight. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 1 through 9. Yes, sir. I feel at home here. Amen. And if you would stand for the reading of the Word of God, that would really do it. And I won't take a long time tonight, but there are a couple of things in this very familiar, almost apologetically familiar text that I share with you tonight. There are a couple of things of note that I think are significant. And it is always my prayer and my hope that God would speak to you even in the midst of this festivity, that he would shine light on your life in some divine way, that he would answer some question that you have laid before him, that he would minister to you, because those of you who are in the building often minister to so many people. How many ministers do we have in the house? Hold your hand up. How many ministers? Wow, wow. You know what? That's amazing, but the truth is we're all ministers. It's just that we don't get the water in the pulpit, you know, but we're all ministering. We're all serving every day, every day. Often without the accolades and without the acknowledgement, there are people who are drawing off of you every moment of your life. When the woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus, he said the virtue went out. Everybody who's pulling on you takes something from you. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Everybody, no matter how much you love them, the little boo-boo, you love little boo-boo, oh, they're little boo-boo, sweet little boo-boo, but boo-boo can be draining. Nay-nay and Nookie and Cousin Willie and Grandma and Mama and all of them, can we be honest tonight? They can be draining. Check this out in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 1 through 9. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. You see that? Everybody's following him, and Jesus almost escaped to the mountains. And there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Check this out. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Yeah. Philip answered him, well, you know, money looking kind of funny. We got about 200 penny worth of bread. It's not sufficient for them. It's not sufficient. I don't have enough. Have you ever felt like you didn't have enough? 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Yeah, if all of them get a little bit, we're going to run out. It's always interesting when pastors and accountants talk. Pastors have big dreams and accountants have reality, and it's a culture war between the two of them. The pastor saying, thus saith the Lord, and the accountant says, thus saith their bank. That's what's going on here. The dynamic, the desire is to feed the multitude. The reality is we don't have enough. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Check this out. But what are they among so many? Our subject tonight is more than enough. Let's pray. Father, I invite you into this moment, into this second. I pray, God, that by your glory that you would just use me to be a blessing to somebody tonight. I know that you are all sufficient. You are El Shaddai. I know that you are more than enough. But sometimes I feel like I'm not. I pray, God, that you would show your sufficiency in the lives of every person in this room. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hug somebody and say more than enough.
Presence of the Lord.
no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound. But I'd give up everything for this treasure of mine. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. Please stay. I don't want you to go. In your presence, Lord. And I want more. I want more. I want more.
Anybody feel like I feel in this room?
I want more. Jesus, I want more.
Come on, if you feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today?
I want more.
Talk to me.
My heart is burning.
scripture is Romans 10:9. If we declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. One of the most important things that we can do, especially in the times that we're in now, is fortify our relationship with Christ. This is so true today as we look at our own lives today. With those who have left our lives. I am grateful to say that I knew the relationship of my uncle and my father and my cousin, that they walked after Christ, and that we will see them again once we make our transition. And I would love to say the same thing about those of you all who are listening right now under the sound of our voices, that your loved ones can say that they will see you in that great dress and getting up morning, as the old church used to say. I want to let you know that your relationship with God is very important. It's not something that we take lightly. It's not something that we half-heartedly do. Trust and believe and understand. I know that the struggle is real. I know that the struggle is real. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. I understand that the struggle is real, but I also understand that we have a real God that we serve, and that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. I think the only thing we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is trust in him. The Bible says it like this: trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. This morning, I want to give you an opportunity. We want to share with you an opportunity. And that opportunity is just simply to walk after Christ on today. Walk after Christ. Walk after Christ. I'm going to say it again. Walk after Christ. For it is in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. We cannot do anything without him, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you right now that we cannot do anything without Christ. And only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. So this morning, I extend to you this opportunity. I extend to you this chance to walk after Christ. It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. Only thing you have to do is just lend your heart over to God. Lean your heart toward him. Give your heart to God on this morning. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. Only thing you have to do is just receive the prayer that we're going to pray this morning. And I promise you that the life that you're going to walk into will blow your mind. Amen. So as we pray, just lend your heart to God. Just turn your heart over to God. Give your heart to the Lord on this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning is, God, that your word, your scripture, that I decree over their life right now, God, that they will receive it and walk after you on this morning. God, with hearts lifted and minds lifted toward you right now, Father God, I pray this prayer. God, I pray this prayer. I pray this prayer. We lift these hearts and these minds up, and they lift up their hands to you, Father. And we speak this scripture over their life. That, God, they confess with their mouth and they believe with their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. Yes, and they are now saved. They're in the safety of your arms right now. Father, our prayer today, God, is that you will move expeditiously again for their life. Show up, God, and show out in their lives. Let them know, Father God, that you are not only just God, but you are God all by yourself. And in you, there is no other. No one, no thing can come against their life that will keep them from moving forward in you. God, we thank you, God, for them being, God, strengthened in their struggle. God, build up in their broken place. God, and give strength, God, in their time, oh God, when they don't know where that strength is going to come from. Father, we pray, God, even now, as they receive you, God, that you move and you do what is do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Father, we pray for those that are in, God, these different positions of taking care of our elderly, all of our nurses and doctors, and Father, all of our convalescent home workers, God, we pray for them. God, we pray for our police department, first responders. We pray, Lord God, for our governors and mayors and judicial people across this country. God, we pray for our congressmen and congresswomen. We pray for our president and vice president. Father, we pray that you would touch them and keep them, God. Strengthen their hearts and their minds, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let them not be weary in well-doing. God, don't let them faint in the fight, but strengthen them on every hand. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, is our prayer. And amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. We have three keys we want to share with you before we release you on this morning. And please govern yourself according to those three keys, please.
Amen. Get you a Bible. King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go visit, please mask up. Be safe. Sanitize. Be careful. Or you're welcome to join us at the Abba House International Sundays at 10:30 at via Facebook. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical and very important since you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but you will have the weapons to handle what will be coming towards you. Remember, get you a Bible. Find your church home and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you guys so much. We thank you for being a part of today's broadcast. And remember, guys, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Those of you all who like prayer, remember to share the broadcast, share our services on Facebook as well. Remember the Bible study that's tonight at 7:15. Also, you could join us on Sunday at 10:30. On Facebook as well. And remember, guys, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts Bath Bombs. Those of y'all who are looking for your cowgirl and take me away moment, that just relaxed, that relaxing bath just to melt your day away, please make sure you get in contact with none other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas. She has all your bath bomb needs taken care of. Only thing you have to do is call her at 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can also reach her by email at CoraGiftsToGifts34@gmail.com. Again, that's CoraGiftsToGifts34@gmail.com. Please make sure that you make your request known unto the woman of God so she can take care of all of your bath bomb needs. The Facebook and the Instagram posts are going crazy with these bath bombs. Please remember to make sure that you get in contact with her to make sure that you get your product to you. Amen. So as well, thank you guys as well for just being a part of today's broadcast. We want to make sure that you know that we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you for your consistency and constantly being a part of today's show. So thank you again. You guys have a fantastic day. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there ain't nothing that you could do about it. May the peace of God be upon you, and may his face shine upon your life in every way. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Tune in tomorrow for our worship and Wisdom Wednesday. We will have none other than our friend, our brother, Pastor Robert Bailey Jr. will be with us on tomorrow. I'm telling you guys, if you have not heard the man of God, I'm telling you, you will be blessed to hear this man of God on tomorrow. Amen. So please tune in. Women's Day Thursday, we have Apostle Cassandra Graham will be with us. And then on Freestyle Friday, we have another fantastic guest. Okay. Freestyle Friday. And then we will be back again on Monday for our Man of Monday broadcast. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you and we appreciate you. God bless you. You guys have a great day.
From a people that used to be bound by chains. I knew that freedom's gone.